The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
We've seen a stalemate up in Washington, D.C. when it comes to our members of Congress getting anything done. They're either for or against, depending on the political party. We're in a complete shutdown, if you will, because there's virtually nothing progress made up there in Washington or D.C. right now. In fact, the approval rating for members of Congress seems to be in a free fall. Nobody is happy with the dysfunction taking place in the nation's capital. You know, just 10 years ago, if I remember correctly, Congress had an approval rating of about 65%. No more. The most recent Harris and CBS poll showed approval rates dropping to an all-time low of, get this, of 9%. Remember that guy singing the song Limbo Rock? He says, how low can you go? I don't know if you can go any lower than 9%. Let me tell you how bad it is. More Americans approve of polygamy than they do of the job Congress is doing in Washington, D.C. At the height of the Gulf oil spill, British Petroleum had a shockingly low 16% approval rating. Goodness gracious, even Paris Hilton has a 15% approval rating. And would you believe 11% of those surveyed in America, this is by the Harris poll, a reputable poller, 11% surveyed are okay with American becoming communist. Just about every low-life trend or person you can think of does better than the folks that you and I send to Washington. 9% approval rating for the members of Congress. And usually when these polls are taken, there's a distinction between how voters view their own congressmen compared to how they view Congress as a whole. In other words, people don't like Congress at all, but generally, well, my congressman's a pretty good guy. But even that favorable local feeling is dropping. I saw last week a recent NBC News Wall Street Journal poll showing a strong majority of voters want a clean house, including their own congressman. Now, it comes as no surprise to most of us, you listening out there, and certainly not to me, that the favorable support of Congress continues to plummet. Public criticism apparently is falling on deaf ears. We hear nothing but excuses from the Republic can'ts and the Demo don'ts. Look, there are some really tough decisions to be made in overhauling entitlement programs, raising revenues, getting little more than a wink and a nod in Washington. They're just not being paid attention to. Lobbyists in the nation's capital rule the roost. And that's a point that I wish he could have gotten in the debates. Buddy Romer is the former governor of Louisiana. He is running for president, running now as a third-party candidate, tried to get into the debates, and his whole issue was that campaign funds and money is so dysfunctioning Congress that they can't get anything done. The lobbyists rule the roost. They are there from the new congressman's first day in office when they begin soliciting campaign funds, which, of course, is the mother's milk of political survival. And this solicitation of funds begins from day one when these congressmen get to Washington. I'll give you one example. New congressman in my home state down here in Louisiana, his name is Jeff Landry. Seems to be a pretty nice guy. He was the Tea Party's poster boy for opposing the Washington culture of bowing to special interests. Oh, man, we're going to fight those special interests, put those lobbyists off the sea, get them out of the system. On election night, he told his followers, it's going to be a new day in Washington, and we need to get our country back on the right track. Well, 3 weeks later, Landry was in the heart of Washington at the posh Capitol Hill Club, on the hunt for Washington campaign dollars. So he's 2 months away from even being sworn into office. And he's asking money from the big shot Washington lobbyists and other power brokers up there. So I'm not just picking on Landry, quite frankly. I'm just saying that's the mantra That's the way it's done in Washington. When they're running for office, Washington is a cesspool. That's when they're campaigning. Washington's a cesspool. But when they get to Washington, it becomes a hot tub, right? Again, not a personal knock on Landry. That's just the approach that all these congressmen take as far as raising these campaign funds. And you kind of wonder, how can the system dispense with influence lobbyists? What can you do to get rid of these lobbyists? Well, one suggestion makes pretty good sense. If you heard the show last week, you heard Jenny Beth Martin. She is one of the founders of the Tea Party, in fact, and just a delightful lady. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. Again, was a guest in our show last week. Time magazine named her as one of the 15 most influential world leaders of 2010. So she's a heavyweight up there. Jenny Beth simply wants to get Washington out of, or get Congress out of Washington back to the people. And this is really a creative idea. I never thought about this. I'm a close watcher, and I've never read heard anybody else talk about it. She proposes that we use the new technology of telecommunication to create a virtual Congress. Now, don't turn your back off of this initially. You know, we've got everything else virtual. What she says is she makes good sense. And let me quote her, quote what she told me on the show last week. She says, that way, elected officials will spend more time in their communities. Constituents should be the ones with full-time access to the members of Congress, and the lobbyists should be the ones forced to stand on their hats and their hands in order to gain access. She says millions of us, and she makes a good point, look, we all telecommunicate anyway. I use Skype. I talk to my grandkids over Skype. Why can't members of Congress attend committee meetings by video conference? And, you know, you can put a big 70-inch screen in your congressional office, and if you got to be on a committee hearing, you see these congressmen come and go at these committee hearings. You can attend the committee hearing, ask questions. They can do a restricted access so that nobody can break into the congressman's flow of information. That's all technologically done by our government all the time anyway. I know all the time, I read our congressmen down here and all over the country. They're back home for a couple of days. They have to rush back to Washington just to vote. They'll be there at midnight casting a vote on some complicated issue. Why can't they just do that from their office? Not a big deal to electronically vote. Why this back and forth to Washington so much? What we're doing, as Jenny Beth pulls out, is we're using this 18th century technology. You see, when our founding fathers made this country, they had to travel all the way to Washington, conduct business in the halls of Congress, look at each other face to face. I understand that. I understand how that worked. But that was 250 years ago. In the 21st century, there's technology that makes that not necessary. Keeping these congressmen at home more so that you and I can deal with them. I've not seen a congressman or senator in my state in a year or two. Every now and then you'll see one give some major speech. You'll catch a glimpse of them on television. Why can't we see them at the local high school football game? Why can't we see them in our coffee shops? Why can't we talk to them rather than them lecturing us? We're the ones that get lectured all the time. We always hear their pontifications on television and on radio. That's the only time we hear about our congressmen. I love the idea of the virtual Congress. Now, Texas Governor Rick Perry says that we'd have a part-time Congress. A lot of people are talking about term limits. That's an idea that continues to have high favorable support. And others are saying the congressional districts have gotten way too large. We'd have more members of Congress so that they're more responsive. But the best idea I've heard out there is the idea from Jenny Beth Martin, who was one of the founders of the Tea Party, who says that we ought to have this virtual Congress. Do it all electronically. Now, I can see for the State of the Union speech and for some major things going on in Washington, they can travel back to the nation's capital. You know how long it takes to travel? I know, you know, if you got to change planes once, 2 hours each segment of your flight, an hour and a half layover, it takes you probably 8 or 9 hours to get to Washington. That's 18 to 20 hours a week you could be back home in your district. I love this idea of the virtual Congress. If you want to read more about it, I wrote a column about this week on my website. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. You can read that column, sign up for my column each week, have some fun looking over some interesting features I put up on the column. So that's my thought. I like the idea of a virtual Congress. I hope you do, too. Let's start leaning on our congressman to do something about it. It will take a pause right now. Let me get some fresh coffee, and I'll be right back to talk some more.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I try to respond to your emails. We get a lot of emails each week, and I always try to respond as best I can. I had an email here last week from a fellow named Carl, who was concerned about some what he felt were inconsistencies that I discussed in last week's show. If you listened last week, I talked about the Arizona election controversy to where a lady who only spoke broken English, she qualified to run for the city council in a small town kind of close to the Mexican border. 98% of the people in that town speak Spanish, by the way. And she spoke broken English, but the district attorney thought she was not qualified for office and she did not speak clear English. And as a consequence, he had her removed, and the judge agreed, said she couldn't be in public office. And I took umbrage on that because I felt like, look, that's up to the voters. If the voters want to elect someone that speaks only Swahili or whatever language they want to speak, that's up to the voters. Don't take the – I don't want some district attorney. I don't want some judge telling voters who they can elect and who they can't elect. There are some standards. There's some minimum standards. You got to be usually 18 years old to run for office. You've got to be a registered voter. You got to be a citizen of the United States if you're going to hold public office. I know those well. I used to be the Secretary of State down here in Louisiana. There are minimum standards. But beyond those minimum standards, what kind of personal life you carry on, whether you're married to three or four people, whatever your proclivities are, that's up to the voters to decide. Now, I did say this. I was very clear last week. I don't think you make accommodations to any candidate or public official in terms of the language that is carried on. I think when you operate in the city hall, that English should be the language used. If you're going to apply for a driver's license, if you're going to apply for a permit, we shouldn't have to translate for you. You've got to deal with English. That's your problem as a citizen, as a candidate, or as an official. So we're not going to make any accommodations to you. But if you choose to speak another language and you're having a rough time with English, that should be a campaign issue. That should be your opponent's issue in the campaign. If the voters that pass judgment on you decide that that's okay with them, then that's up to the voters. If they don't like how you as a candidate operate or you as a public official operate, they can kick you out in the next election. So I made that point. And then I got on this next issue about free speech and the fact that a fella is suing, I believe out in Idaho, because he can't use the F word in a stadium. He can't curse at a ballpark. And therefore, he wanted to swear at a ballpark, and some of the locals were disturbed by the fact this guy was cursing. And therefore, the fellow who emailed me said, I'm being inconsistent. You see, I'm for free speech when it comes to the city council. But when it comes to the ballpark, I'm for limited. Well, first of all, it's not a free speech issue. I wrote him a long email back, and I'm glad to have his opinions. I'm glad to have all your opinions. I said, look, I don't consider running for public office as a free speech issue. It's not free speech. It's a question of the voters' right to determine who they want to represent them. That's their choice. You know, I live down here in Louisiana. We were founded with a French tradition. The Acadians came down here and founded this state. 15% of people, little town of Abbeville, Louisiana, don't speak English. They speak French. If you go to the grocery store, on the grocery, the specials of the day are written in French. That's their decision. Now, if that person speaking French wants a driver's license, then they should have to go ahead and apply in English. But if they want to speak French in their home, if they want to run for dog catcher to speak French and the voters elect them, that's okay. When it comes to cursing in public, that's a question of community standards. The Supreme Court has ruled very clearly on that, that you and I can set community standards over which we want to live. And if I don't want to sit at a ballpark with my kids and my grandkids and hear someone mouthing the F word and swearing right and left, that's disturbing my peace. That's violating my freedoms. You see, that's getting into my face, you see, in my family's face. That's crossing the line. And I consider that a question of not limited free speech, but responsible free speech. Supreme Court has set this out very clearly. Justice Douglas wrote the opinion back 40 years ago. You can't scream fire in a movie theater. You can say, well, that's my right to free speech. No, it's not. That violates the community standards of reasonable free speech because the attributes of your screaming fire could cause a panic, a lot of damage, people losing their lives. I don't want to subject my kids to your four-letter words, your tirades in a ballpark because you don't like what the batter's doing up there. Or who the quarterback is. So I don't see any inconsistency at all in my views expressed last week that your rights to freedom of speech can be responsibly not limited, but captured in a way. If you want to go off in your bathroom or off in an open field or off with your buddies in a bar and swear all you want, then that's okay. I got no problem with that. Don't do it in front of my kids and my grandkids. That violates the community standards that we all basically have accepted in this country. Now, if you don't like those standards, you can kick out those in public office and throw out the judges and create a whole new set of standards. That's what democracy is all about. I've got no problem with those community standards. I don't think that violates free speech, and I'm an avid protector of someone being able to express themselves in a free way. I don't consider the Arizona election controversy an issue of free speech. I look on it as a voter's right to set the tone. The legislature in each of those states and in our country has set the standards to which you can run for public office. And by the way, this email from Carl said that you can't be a convicted felon. By the way, you can. You can run for president, you can run for United States Congress, you can run for the U.S. Senate if you're a convicted felon. We've got several that are serving up there right now. So as a consequence, that's not limited. The Constitution doesn't put that limitation there. A number of states do put that limitation of being a convicted felon in their state constitution. In most states, though, I don't believe there is that prohibition. Again, you've got to be 18. I think to run for governor in some states, they make it 25. Isn't it 30 to become president? I think, Tom, I think 30 is the requirement to become president. But those are standards set within the statute or within the state's constitution. Got to be a U.S. citizen. Got to be a registered voter. And beyond that, there are not many other limitations because Congress or our founders in their wisdom and those who created state constitutions, and I'm one in my home state. I was a delegate to my state constitution, 1973, they call CC-73, building the Constitution. The Constitution in my state, which I helped write, gives great authority to voters to make these decisions. You pick the candidates you want. If you want them to speak one language or another, if you want them to be 6 foot tall, if you want them to be an outright liberal socialist or a right-wing conservative, that's your right as a voter to make that decision. But government should not impose those standards on you. So, Carl, thanks for your email. And I always like to hear from you and all of our listeners. You can email me at off my website. The address is there. JB@JimBrownUSA.com is my email address. Again, that's JB@JimBrownUSA.com. My website, simply JimBrownUSA.com. Sign up for my weekly columns. I'll write one every week, and I'll send it to you. If you go to that website, plug in your email address, and you'll have some fun on my website, too, as I put up a lot of interesting things there each week. You're going to come back with the Cajun contractor, Michael King, see what he's been up to, a regular guest in our show. Still got some other tidbits to tell you, so freshen up your coffee and come right on back here with me on the Jim Brown Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $33.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
It's a cold, cold day out there throughout most of the country. And so you got to show a little concern about how you take care of yourself in the winter versus the summer. Guy I go to kind of give me a little advice is Dr. Scott Jackson. He's a dermatologist here in the Baton Rouge area with the Baton Rouge Clinic. Got him on the phone with us right now. Hey, Dr. Jackson, good to talk to you this morning. Scott, you there? We got him on? Yeah, we'll get him on. You know, these doctors are awful slow when they get going here in the morning, especially on Sunday morning. So we'll get that. We got him on now. Scott, you there?
I'm here. Hey.
Okay. I said these doctors get kind of slow moving here in the morning. But
you're right.
Doc, let me ask you. You know, it's winter time, and when I go out to play golf tomorrow, it's so cold, I don't have to worry about putting sunscreen on my face or doing anything special to take care of my skin. I just go out there and play. I worry about in the summertime. Is that the normal norm, or am I missing something here?
I think you might be missing something there, Jim. You know, it's a big misconception that, you can't get sunburned in the wintertime. I mean, a lot of people associate sunburn with the beach, you know, with heat, you know, with a glaring sun. But, you can still get sunburned pretty badly in the wintertime as well. You know, cloud cover doesn't really protect you all that much from ultraviolet radiation. And, you know, you've seen people who go skiing and you can get a pretty, wicked sunburn after skiing. You know, that glare from the snowy surface can kind of really reflect back to your skin and cause a lot of damage.
What do you do? What's the rule of thumb? I mean, do you put a little sunscreen on? I'm getting up in the morning. I'm taking the kids to school. I'm in and out of the car, but I'm not really outside. Should I still put a little sunscreen on, even though I'm just kind of making it through my day? I'm not really outside a whole lot. What do you suggest in a situation like that?
You know, I think for people who are really fair, in general, we recommend sunscreen every day, kind of regardless of what they're doing. You'd be surprised how much sun you'll get in your car. Just driving around, if you got to commute to work, you know, sitting on an interstate or something like that for several hours in some places, you can really take a beating from the sun through your windshield. So we suggest that people get up in the morning, you know, after they sort of wash their face and tend to their routine, you know, put a moisturizer with sunscreen on. And we really recommend the sunscreens that are sort of integrated into a moisturizer in the wintertime, because, you know, dry skin is a major problem in the wintertime as well.
Well, let's talk about that. You're right, because I notice on my hands and my arms, I kind of itch. I feel itchy. And so, you know, especially as you get a little older, you know, I'm 71 years old, and I guess are older people more inclined to get drier skin, do you find, or not?
Absolutely. And we call this the season of itch. I mean, this is the time of year where people start itching a good bit. And the older you are, the more itchier you'll get, the drier you'll get. And that's... some of it has to do with aging. Some of it has to do with medical problems and medications. We see a lot of people who take certain medicines, like medicines to lower cholesterol, and these medicines really can dry out the skin as a side effect. And so it's real, real common to suffer from dry, itchy skin in the wintertime, regardless of age. But, yeah, the older you are, the more likely you are to be itchy and dry.
Well, so what you're saying is, what after you shower then, and really I guess a shower, when you shower, you kind of wipe off a lot of the natural oils that give you a little moisturizer. So as a consequence, you ought to slap on the lotion, get some moisturizer, and just put it all over your body. Is that what you're suggesting?
That is absolutely correct. You know, people like to take really hot showers, especially in the wintertime, to kind of warm up, and that's one of the worst things you can do for your skin. We really recommend that you turn the temperature down a little bit in the shower and give your skin a break. And then right after your shower, we usually say the three-minute rule. You know, try to get a moisturizer on your skin within 3 minutes of getting out of the shower so that you can kind of trap in some of that moisture from the shower and give your skin a healthy layer of a moisturizer that really kind of provides a barrier against the environment.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know about the three-minute rule. I didn't know that if you wait, you say you lose some of the protection within that moisturizer if you wait more than 3 minutes. Is that right? I never knew that.
Absolutely. We find that moisturizers seem to penetrate a little better when the skin is damp, and furthermore, they'll trap in some of the water that your skin will absorb from the shower, and so it sort of gives a healthy balance of moisturization if you can get that moisturizer on right after your shower. It's the best time.
Scott, let me ask you this. Let's get your advice, and you can send me a bill for this, and I'll give a pro rata share to all my listeners out there. But how about, you know, when I was growing up, we all went through a little stage of acne to where you had some skin blemishes on your face and on your body, and I've noticed some kids today with some very heavy acne. I thought that might have played itself out, but apparently it doesn't, and you still have to be defensive about that. In the last 20 or 30 years, are there different ways to treat those kinds of skin blemishes that maybe we didn't have when I was growing up?
Yes, that's very true. I mean, first off, we're seeing lots of people with acne day in and day out. The average dermatologist probably sees, 25% of his practice is probably acne. So it's a big part of what we do, and there are lots of treatments available. A lot of newer medicines, a lot of topical medications that can be used, gels and creams to treat the clogging and the pimples to help reduce the blackheads and the whiteheads. And there's a lot of really good treatments out there. We have this sort of aggressive type of therapy called Accutane still available to us. It's been around for 20 years or 30 years now, and it's still something that we prescribe heavily to patients who have more severe, more difficult to treat cases. So a lot of treatments, if you have acne problems, you might start with things you can find over the counter, but in general, know that your dermatologist is available to help you with those stubborn cases.
Well, what causes acne in the first place? I mean, why do you get acne? Why does it come on? Is it something that all young kids get, or why do you get acne to begin with?
That's a great question. The majority of young people will suffer with at least mild acne at some point in their teenage years or maybe a little bit beyond their teenage years. It's caused by oil production, to be honest. It's really the oil glands kicking in at puberty. You start getting these hormonal surges. You get this oil production. This oily sebum, it's the substance that your oil glands make, is waxy and sticky, and it traps dead skin cells in your pores, and you end up with these clogs, and you get these sort of clogged pores that ultimately become so overfilled with dead skin cells and sebum that they rupture and you get pimples. And so a pimple is a ruptured clogged pore, but it all gets back to oil production and hormones.
I got you. Well, one final question. You get to be a little older, and you do an annual checkup for yourself. You do a treadmill test. You have your blood checked, and the doctor goes over everything. And as you get older, other things develop. You get the sunspots on your body, and sometimes you get little warts and pimples and everything like that. The question is then, are you okay, I guess, letting a GP or an internist check that, or should you do a regular checkup with a dermatologist? That's my question.
That's a really good question and a little bit of a challenge to answer. I think most internists and general practitioners are very suitable for the task of doing a skin examination and sort of classifying at least a patient's risk for skin cancer. And for that fair skin patient or for the patient with lots of moles or lots of spots, a lot of times it's best for that internist or a primary care doctor to refer to that patient to a dermatologist. So if you have a lot to look at, we usually recommend a dermatologist be the one to kind of take a look at it. If you don't really have a whole lot of lesions or spots or moles or things, we usually think that internists and general practitioners are at least a good place to start.
Hey, Scott, I got to go. We're out of time. Look, good to talk to you. Dr. Scott Jackson at the Baton Rouge Clinic, and you listeners in the Baton Rouge area, you go to his website at batonrougeclinic.com. He's got some good advice on taking care of your scalp. Scott, have a nice holiday. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thanks so much, and happy holidays.
Take care. A little side role for here on the show to kind of keep you looking good and healthy for the holidays, right? Hey, Jim Brown's Common Sense. Come back with our final segment right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to stay big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Our final segment here. Glad you're joining us on our show today. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up there. I do a weekly column. We talked about it earlier in the show about horse meat this week. Now, horse meat is not the most exciting subject to talk about over the Christmas holidays if you missed that subject, but you can get all my columns I write about interesting things going on in this country by just putting in your email address. It comes to you automatically every Thursday morning. Also tells you who's going to be on the show each Sunday. Then you'll have some fun on my website, too. Put up some interesting, challenging things. Got a great YouTube video up there about a flash mob that did the Hallelujah Chorus. Stands up in a food court, I think up in Michigan, I believe, and starts singing the Hallelujah Chorus. It mesmerized everybody in the food court. They all stood up in the food court and joined in the singing of the Hallelujah Chorus. So I've listened to Handel's Hallelujah Chorus in his performance of Messiah on many occasions, but nothing as dramatic and nothing I enjoyed more than seeing it done spontaneously in a food court. So again, take a look at my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Don't know if you saw it last night. They chose the winner of the Heisman Trophy. That's the top honor to what is considered the most outstanding football player in all of college football, won by Baylor's Robert Griffin III. Outstanding quarterback. He wiped out Oklahoma's chances of playing for the national championship when Baylor, that's never been known as a football power, has come on tremendously this year. Robert Griffin III is working on his master's degree. Already graduated, still has some eligibility. He's working on his master's degree. Very bright kid. One of the runners-up was Andrew Luck. He is the Stanford quarterback. One of the outstanding games coming up is going to be Stanford playing Oklahoma State. He's the Stanford quarterback who throws a good bit, marvelous quarterback, looked on as being the number one prospect to go to the National Football League this year. Interesting story in the paper about him. He's graduated, and he's already planning his graduate studies, and he's trying to plan some time. He knows to be a pro, he's got to go to minicamp, but he wants to plan some courses he has to take in the spring and planning the schedule so he doesn't miss any courses 20, 25 weeks from now so he can get his degree and move on up with his education. The point I'm making is the kids that turn out to be the best –
the Heisman winner and the next several folks down the line are outstanding students. You see, they take their courses very seriously. We've got a number of young men that say, oh, I'm going to be the powerhouse. I'm going to be the big bad guy playing football or basketball or whatever. But you got to have the brains. You've got to, the parents have to build in the discipline that, look, education comes first. You can use that education for the rest of your life to support yourself and your family. If you're fortunate enough to make it in the big leagues, then more power to you. The education will be a focus for being there, you see. The fact that you're brighter is going to give you the chance to more quickly make good choices on the playing field. You know who told me that? I had the great honor of being Coach Dean Smith at the University of North Carolina, one of the most winning coaches in all of basketball. He recruited me to come to Carolina back in 1958, for you folks up in the Carolina era. I've got my I graduated in 1962. I'm going to my 50th class reunion coming up in May of this coming year. And a lot of the athletes that are going to be there, I've talked to, we're all going to get together. I've seen many of them in many, many years. Anyway, Dean Smith made this comment. I heard him say this one time, that he's got a choice of athletes, and one is they're about the same, or maybe one's not even quite as good, but the one not quite as good is a lot brighter. He'll take the brighter athlete because, particularly in basketball, he'll be able to make the most intelligent choices. He'll make good, sound judgment. So the kid that has excelled in high school, works hard in college, he thinks will prove to be a better athlete. And Smith pointed out that you look at the outstanding players in the National Basketball League and football and many of these sports, a few make it strictly on their physical talents. But most who are not the superstars that excel far beyond what you would think have done it because they've got a great head on their shoulders and they just do so very, very well. I make that point not from a sports perspective, but in a life perspective. And so congratulations to those outstanding folks, Robert Griffin III, Heisman winner, Andrew Luck, great Stanford quarterback. Down here in Louisiana, one of the fine finalists was a sophomore, Tyrann Mathieu. Wonderful defensive back. Defensive backs never get picked by the Heisman, but he made the finals. More power to him. He scored 4 touchdowns this year as a defensive back, more than the other defensive player in the country. Ran two punts back for touchdowns and had 2 fumbles for touchdowns and the leading tackler for LSU. LSU's playing Alabama for the national championship this year. So, any event, all bright kids that knew if they were going to make it great in college sports and go on to the pros, they had to get their studies done. They had to be bright. They had to have that education. You had to have that background. So interesting observation there in terms of outstanding athletes and what makes you an outstanding athlete. Got to have the physical attributes, but you've also got to have it in the head. You've got to be disciplined. You've got to be focused, and you do that through education. And that's a lesson we've often don't teach our young kids who want to be great athletes. You got to have that educational foundation. Gives you the skills to deal in life. And like I say, a handful make it to the pros. There are thousands and thousands. Let me tell you what, every kid coming out of high school opting for a college scholarship knows they're going to make it. They're going to be an all-star in the pros. Every high school basketball player knows he or she one day he's going to be Michael Jordan. You know, they just know that. I ran, played basketball and ran track in high school. That was the focus of my scholarship at Carolina. Went on to the United States track team, but didn't make the Olympic team. But in my mind, I knew I was going to be the best hurdler, the best sprinter going. Had that in my mind. I knew it all along. Didn't work out, but I was focused like that. Well, if you've got that drive and desire, great, wonderful. I'm glad that so many parents instill that desire. But along with that drive and desire, you've got to have the mental aspects. And you do that through education. So just something to pass on there to you. Our focus of our show today has been exceptionalism. Is America an exceptional country? Have we fallen back off the track? I say no. And I hope you heard the first hour of the show. And I hope you go back. You can go back on our archives and just go to my website, jimbrownusa.com, and hit our archives. And it's got a list of all the shows. But we talked about the fact that, yes, other countries are coming up. We see China. We see India. We see Japan coming on so much and closing the gap in terms of our productability. And yes, where they are productive and they've come along a long way, they are catching up. But I made the point, it's not we're falling behind. It's just that we devastated these countries in several world wars, or they were devastated. And now what they where they should have been 30 or 40 years ago, they're getting up to today. So that's not our fault or any weakness on our part. The rest of the world's catching up with us, and that's expected. We've just got to continue with the attributes that make us exceptional. I outlined those in some detail in the first hour. I said, pick up a coin. Just look on the coin and look at the things that make us unique on a coin. Look at the checks and balances in our government. All those things go to make us a very exceptional country. I think we've got some problems in Washington, D.C. today. We have such differences, such division between Democrats and Republicans. It seems like the divisions have now become the reason to exist. And you kind of wonder, is this the best we can do? You look at the candidates running for president. Seems like a weak field to me. Politicians should be problem solvers. There should be a whole domestic agenda. Remember the Marshall Plan after World War II, where we came in with a united group of legislators, Republicans and Democrats, around a president who was Harry Truman at the time, then Dwight, a Democrat, and then Dwight Eisenhower, a Republican. And we rebuilt all of Europe that served as a tremendous market for our products today. You see, I'm not sure we could pass a Marshall Plan today. I'm not sure we could do something like that. We just don't seem to be, Washington just seems to not be working. 80% of Americans in recent polls say that we're going in the wrong direction. And so you just wonder about the focus. Money has a lot to do with it. Political funds, political money has a lot to do with it. Buddy Romer, the former Louisiana governor who's running for president, can't get any traction because he can't get in the debates. If you heard Romer speak, and he's been on the show on several occasions, you would find him to be very articulate, and he puts the focus of all the problems that we have in the gridlock of the money coming in from lobbyists that is a huge, huge problem. We've talked about it before. We'll sure talk about it again. Hey, we're out of time for our show. I'm just getting warmed up, but I'm glad you spent some time with me. We've still got several shows for the first of the year. I'm going to be here Christmas Day. I'm going to be here New Year's Eve. You can't get away from Jim Brown's Common Sense. We'll be here right through the holidays. Hope you folks have a nice weekend. Go to our website. Sign up for regular columns I send out and have some fun on my website. It's www.jimbrownusa.com. Enjoy the holidays with your family, and I look forward to talking to you next week right here on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-642-64. Promo code GCN. 877-642-64. Promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.